Exclusive: Matt Mowers attacks Democrats for attempting to cancel New Hampshire motto Live Free or Die. By Wendell Hasebo on August 7, 2021. Former congressional candidate Matt Mowers on Friday attacked New Hampshire Democrats for attempting to cancel the state's motto, Live Free or Die. Following it Chris Pappison's lead, the Liberals are once again trying to cancel Live Free or Die. Live Free or Die isn't just a slogan on a license plate, it's our way of life in the Granite State. We won't let them cancel New Hampshire, Mowers wrote about Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, and the Democrat Party. As liberals across America continue their crusade to cancel the American spirit, it comes as no surprise that they have once again turned their sights on our state's great motto, Mowers told Breitbart News. This isn't something new. When Chris Pappas was a state rep, long ago, he pushed to cancel Live Free or Die while at the same time calling Granite Staters brainwashed for fighting against an income tax. Pappas didn't represent New Hampshire then, and he sure doesn't now. But New Hampshire State Representative Steve Woodcock, D, defended cancel culture by suggesting the motto is triggering and that he is concerned school children will cut their arms because they are in pain due to the motto. If I am seeing students in middle school and high school who had their arms cut all the way up from razor blades because they are in pain, and I put on the front door of every building Live Free or Die, I'm concerned about the trigger that sends that these adolescents, as they come in every day. I'm a retired school principal and I've seen the mental health issues our young people face, Woodcock said. I've seen the cutting, the self-mutilation. It scares me that you have people whose frontal lobes haven't developed and they walk into a school building and it says Live Free or Die. It can be triggering for suicide or rash actions. To defend the motto, state Republicans have introduced a bill to give local school boards the ability to determine what is best for their children, blocking the state government from tyrannical overreach. House Bill 69 states the following: No power or authority of the state of New Hampshire, or any political subdivision thereof, shall in any way restrict, or be construed to restrict, the authority of any school or school district to display the national motto, In God We Trust, or the state motto, Live Free or Die, in any school building. Republican strategist Patrick Griffin called the cancellation comical. The Democrats demonstrated their preferred state motto would be, Live taxed, regulated and oppressed by the government, or die. That'd look pretty snappy on a license plate, Griffin stated. These people are so out of touch, so tone-deaf, that they demonstrate again their ability to alienate members of their own party and independents will run from them.